Rooch, been looking forward to this all morning. We're going to catch up with Sam Gray, of course. Port Adelaide supporters will know this young man very, very well.
Oh, didn't we miss the Sam Gray cheer squad behind the goals at the southern end of Adelaide Oval for the past couple of years?
Cheering on the number 46. 96 AFL games for Port Adelaide, 7 games for the Swans, and of course, nearly 100 games for the Port Magpies
as well. That's a good career.
It's an amazing career, and it hasn't finished just yet. He joins us this morning. Sammy, good morning to you, mate.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Mate, good to have you on board. Welcome back to South Australia. A couple of years in Sydney. As much change?
A bit of freedom, mate. I guess being up in Sydney for a couple of years, it's been locked down for most of the time I've been there, so I guess having a bit of freedom since I've been back has been good.
What have you enjoyed most then, Sam? We can't really imagine it. We've only had 1 week, a 3 day and a false start lockdown, but you've enjoyed much worse. So what are you enjoying most being home?
Probably sleeping in my own bed. I guess I've been in a hotel for probably 7 or 8 months of the 2 years I was up there. So, yeah, just probably my own bed and been able to go to get coffee and not worry about, being in trouble or anything like that. So, yeah, been good.
Mate, let's talk about your time in Sydney. 2 seasons over there, went up there on a longer deal than what Port Adelaide were prepared to offer a couple of years ago. When you look back now, your time in Sydney, what's the first thoughts that come to mind?
No one could predict it with the COVID situation, obviously. Hurt a bit because I wasn't able to play reserves footy to try and probably get into the AFL team, so it was always hard. Pushing for a game, that was probably the hardest thing being up there.
The Sydney Football Club, could you get a handle on it even while you're in a hotel situation? Could you understand what everyone talks about in terms of their Bloods culture, and is it different to any other AFL club?
I guess, yeah, when you first get there, they take you around the club and they tell you about the culture, and it's pretty impressive, and you definitely do buy into it. They do have a great culture up there, all the players and coaches and that very tight group, and that Bloods culture is true.
So, Sam, you come out of a Port Adelaide system where it's pretty strong on culture and history as well. How does Sydney deliver it differently to Port?
I think most clubs are very similar. It's just the way they bring you in as a player and talk about their past and all clubs' history. So, the culture at Swans is all about their past and coming from Melbourne. They're a pretty tight group, so you got to buy into that to be a part of it.
So, why didn't it quite work out at the Swans? Because when you left, 96 games for Port Adelaide and you really owned that small forward role, couldn't quite crack your regular game in Sydney. Is there a specific sort of area? What was the feedback that they were giving you?
Probably my first year when I first went up there, we weren't playing very good footy. So, as a small forward, it was a tough position to play at the time. And I probably didn't own that position because it was so tough. And then the following year, they drafted a few young kids, gave them a chance, and they all grabbed it with both hands. So once they started playing well and the whole team was playing well, it was a hard spot to get into.
Benefit of hindsight, Sam, would have you made the move if you know everything you know now?
Probably not, mainly because of the COVID situation. Probably the biggest thing. It was hard for me and my partner to come back and see family and their family to come see us. So that was probably the biggest thing that I'd say no to.
What about football-wise? What would have been different if you'd stayed here?
That's a good question, mate. Potentially could have played in twos most of the year and, waited for a few injuries, but, you never know that. And at the time, I had to make the choice to go up there for a couple of years, so, can't take it back now, can you?
No, exactly, no. Sam, exactly.
I mean, you mentioned some of those youngsters. Is there one or two young players maybe even going under the radar? Because it feels like we don't notice some of these kids in the Sydney system as much as maybe some of the Melbourne clubs, but some of those kids coming through that you reckon are going to be absolute stars?
The kid, Justin McInerney, this year probably turned it on a bit. I reckon he'll start to get a bit of attention because his gut running is unbelievable and his ball is pretty good now. So he won't find the radar this year. And then the likes of Errol Gordon and Braden Campbell coming through, they're pretty elite players. So they might start getting a bit more attention, I reckon.
Sam, every player says it's always at the end that you reflect. How are you reflecting on your AFL career?
To be honest, I'm pretty happy, mate. I wasn't supposed to play AFL at all when I was coming through, so Yeah, looking back, pretty proud of playing 100 games of AFL footy and, yeah, just proud and happy, really.
Mate, as you should be, it was a... We got to see you in the flesh, your draft year and what you did in 2013 to get yourself on the radar. And it was just, to play 100 games from there is just absolutely sensational. You're linked with the Port Magpies. Was there any sort of opportunity this year to come back? And would you have been interested in that sort of space?
There was, my manager was trying to chat to him, but I didn't really hear too much back from them. Then the opportunity came up to play with my brother and a lot of my mates playing down at Port District. So... yeah, took that pretty much straight away. I spoke to a few clubs, SNFL clubs, but I was going to go thinking about playing with Matty Rose down south, but it's a long way from Largs Bay, mate, so it would have taken up a lot of time to get down there.
Yeah. So that was because that's the other question I was going to ask you. Was that an option that you actually entertained? Because Port Adelaide absolutely runs through your blood. Could you have imagined yourself playing for a different sample club?
Yeah, that was also what would have been hard, mate, because yeah, obviously I played 90-odd games with the Maggies and all my juniors, so to go up against them would have been tough every week. So, yeah, that was probably one of the main reasons I also didn't play for another club.
So, Sam, do the banners come out again? The famous banners that were at Adelaide Oval at the southern end, are they now going to be there at Port District?
Yeah, Mum and Dad are pretty happy that they live around the corner, so they'll be able to come watch me again. I'm pretty sure they might get some banners going with a few of their friends and my grandparents will be able to come watch as well, so they're pretty happy.
No, you can't knock enthusiasm, can you?
No, loved it and made a bit of a name for himself, I think.
I think they have.
Hey, the link with Port District, obviously, take us through it. How did it all come about? And I'm guessing you're playing with a whole bunch of mates now.
Yeah, so when I was back at Port, that was sort of mine and Scotty Lawson's local club. We'd go down there after a game or whatever, have a few beers with our mates. Grew to love it a bit. And then, yeah, got a call from him saying, we're speaking to your brother. Would you be interested in playing with him and all your mates this year? I said, oh, definitely we came for a chat. And I went down and had a chat with him and hopefully I can get some work out of it as well. So that's probably another one of the big reasons.
Outstanding, mate. What when you look back at the AFL career, what were the highlights that really stood out?
First game comes to mind, and then probably just playing against the Crows in the showdowns in front of 50,000 fans, and especially the away game showdowns, they don't like you too much, so it's always good to win those ones.
Sam, are you going to be like the rest of us watching AFL games, or do you chill out for a little while now?
I'm a bit of a footy fan, so I'm definitely keen to keep watching and support Scotty and supporting the boys, and I've still got plenty of mates in Sydney, so I'll also support them as well.
Well done.
In terms of your Port Adelaide roots, I mean, do you have a soft spot for the Power?
Yeah, for sure, mate. There's never any hard feelings or anything. Still great club, great people. Got along with Kenny very well. Still got a horse with him, so we chat pretty regularly. yeah, and they're all good lads, so no hard feelings.
So, Sam, from the outside, where do you think they're at?
Well, I guess back-to-back prelims, they're not far off, but they just need to come together on that day and turn it on, which we know they can. So hopefully this year they can do that.
Mm. Well, we'll all be looking.
And you mentioned you got a horse with Ken. What's the horse and when's it running next?
The horse is called Power Boom. It ran a couple of weeks ago and we were told it was going to win, but it didn't, unfortunately. I think it's going to the paddock for a few weeks and it should be racing in 3 or 4 weeks.
We've heard you on SEN track before, so you're an enthusiast, and I mean, let's be honest, you're in the industry. Well, any tips for tomorrow?
Incentivise. I reckon that wind's going for 8 in the trot, I think.
Right, there you go. We'll hold you to that. I'm a very tight man, Sammy. I'll put $10 on it. Is that that's a fair bit.
He's a big spender too.
Mate, it's good to have you back in South Australia. Good to see as well that you signed up with Port District. That we're getting a bunch of texts. They're looking forward to going down and watching you play, mate. We'll chat to you again really soon.
No worries. Thanks for the chat, fellas.
Sam Gray joining us this morning.
Oh, it's good to have him home.
Wasn't he fun to watch?
Yeah.
Particularly at Port Adelaide. And
gave everything.
Mature age recruit.
Yep.
Really did it the hard way. Had to almost win a McGarry medal to get on the radar, to get onto a rookie list. Won a best and fairest in 2013 for Port Magpies and absolutely just leads Port Adelaide.
And never again. Well, we don't think. Always careful about saying never again, but there won't be someone who comes out of a Port Adelaide country zone, goes through the juniors, works his way through league football at the Sandful, and then gets to the AFL list with Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
It's going to be a quiz question one day, isn't it?
One of the last ones, along with his good mate, Scotty Lawson, and
yep,
a few others.